Chapter 8. The Building. At that moment, Roberto came into the room. He walked over to José and said something quietly in his ear. José nodded and then turned to Tony.
I have to go somewhere, he said. Think about our conversation.
There's nothing to think about. I'm not getting involved in drugs, said Tony.
We'll see. But I've got a feeling that you're going to change your mind, said José. And by the way, in case you think of trying to escape, Enrique will be just outside the door. He'll be very happy to finish what he started.
José put his hands around his neck, laughed, and left the room. Tony waited for a few minutes, then opened the door a little. Enrique was sitting on a chair beside the door. He saw Tony and smiled.
See,
he said, and put a finger across his throat. Tony closed the door quickly and looked around him. High up in a corner of the room, he saw a small window. Tony pulled the table towards it and stood on it. Although the window was very dirty, he could still see out of it. Just visible behind some trees was a long building. Standing at the entrance were José and a man wearing a long white coat, the kind that doctors wear. The man was showing something to José, and José was smiling and patting the man on his back. Then José walked over to two other men. The men had their backs to Tony, but Tony could see that the two men were Roberto and Louis. José talked to them and showed them something in his hand, but Tony was too far away to see what it was. Roberto walked up to a man sitting in a jeep with his rifle on the seat next to him. He said something to the man and pointed towards the road, the same road that had brought Tony, Louis and Roberto to the house just a short time ago. The jeep suddenly left at top speed. Roberto returned to talk to José and Louis, and then they all went back inside the long building. What's going on? Tony thought. And what's inside that building? He jumped down from the table just as the door to the room opened. Fernando stood there, his rifle in his hand. He saw the table under the window and smiled.
You're not thinking of going somewhere, are you?
He said in his strong South American accent.
You wouldn't get very far if you did. The place is surrounded by men with rifles. They shoot first and ask questions later.
Is that what happened to the other pilot? Asked Tony. Fernando laughed.
You ask too many questions, amigo. Let's go,
he said, pushing Tony towards the door with his rifle.
And don't try anything stupid. I can fire this rifle faster than you can think.
Together they walked out of the room, past Enrique, who smiled as they passed by, along the corridor and up the stairs. The front door was in front of them. Fernando opened the door and pushed Tony outside.
Quickly, he said.
Fernando was taking Tony towards the long building, the same building Tony had seen from the small window. Now I'll see what's going on inside there, Tony thought. Inside the building, Tony saw some long tables. On the tables, there were hundreds of green leaves.
These leaves have been dried in the sun, said José, coming up behind them. The next thing is to make them into cocaine. That's what those men are doing.
José pointed to some men wearing long white coats.
And what happens when the leaves have been made into cocaine? Tony asked.
The cocaine is wrapped into packages and flown out of here. And that's your job, Tony, José said.
Oh, no, I won't fly anything out of here, said Tony. You've got the wrong man for the job.
We've got the right man, Tony, said José, taking Tony by the arm. But before you fly the cocaine from here, you'll fly to Peru. I told you I need more coca leaves to make more cocaine, and you're going to bring them. Do you understand?